The Doll Factory by Elizabeth McNeil. Read by Alexandra Dowling. Silas pats his box and stands. She walks right past him. He calls out, "Miss! Iris!" She turns. There is no smile, no flicker. He wets his lips, swallows. "Yes?" she asks, but she looks about her. "Silas, you have come at last." "I'm terribly sorry. I don't recall." Of all her responses, he did not imagine this. He was so sure that she thought of him too.
My name is Silas."
Still, her brow is furrowed. She will laugh soon, pretend it is a jest. But he continues, just in case. "We met at the Great Exhibition. My friend Albie..." A slight frown? It was, he thinks with a downward glance at his dog box, no jest. "Yes, of course. Now I remember." She waits. He says nothing. At last she says, "Well, can I help you at all? Has Albie been taken ill?"
"Oh, no, I've just been accepted for the Great Exhibition."
He nods at the box.
"Or at least, I haven't. But a skeleton and a stuffed puppy and a window have been. I mean, a window made of butterflies. The puppies are here, conjoined."
He clears his throat.
"In their coffin, as I call this box, and when I open it, it's like they're being excavated."
She looks perplexed.
"That is just a small joke of mine."
"Well," he carries on, his voice only wavering a little. "I must be going," she says, nodding at number 6. "I only came out briefly for a candle. It was a pleasure."
He says too quickly, "When we met, you said you wanted to see my collection, and I wondered when it might be convenient for you to visit."
She looks around her and then speaks slowly. She is polite. She is unfailingly polite. And now he knows that she barely remembers him. It occurs to him that she may not want to come at all, and that she may just agree to spare his feelings. And what then? A thought passes across his brain, as clear as glass. "Well then," the voice says, "you must kill her." He almost laughs at himself. How ludicrous of him.
"Well, if I happen to be passing..." She touches a rosette on her dress.
He fidgets.
"Will you come tomorrow?"